Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Once again, tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight we have none other than my sister in Christ, Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy from Conyers, Georgia. She will be delivering God's word on tonight. So as I always let the listeners know, and especially for those that are new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. Even for those of you that are incarcerated behind prison bars, because God has opened this worldwide platform that it can be heard throughout all the prisons throughout the United States. So we just give God the glory and honor and praise for that, that now those that may be incarcerated behind prison bars around the United States can hear God's word and have a chance, an opportunity to be saved, to be delivered and set free. So we thank God for that, what he's doing through this worldwide platform. It is marvelous in our eyes. We're going to open up with prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners if you would please pray with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, here we are, your children. We're coming together, touching and agreeing that you are God all by yourself. You are the Most High God. You are the Great I Am. We thank you for allowing us to wake up and see this another day. But before that, we want to thank you for who and all that you are. We thank you that you are our everything. So again, we thank you for allowing us to wake up and see this another day that you have made. And now, Lord, we pray that you would move by your Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you would have your way on tonight over this worldwide platform. We come asking in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, My guest on tonight, Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy and her family, and all those that are saved believers all over the land that are listening to this worldwide platform, whether it's by phone or whether it's through social media outlets. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions in the name of Jesus, so that our work with you on earth will not be in vain, and that way we can continue to move forward and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we continue to lift up our sisters and brothers over in Ukraine and the president of Ukraine. Not only them, but we continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Jerusalem and Israel. You said that we are to pray for them, pray for the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. So that's what we're doing on tonight. We're lifting them up to you because you know all about what's going on around the world. You said in this life that we will have trials and tribulations, and we will see wars and rumors of wars. So we know that your word is being fulfilled. We see it every day. So we ask that you would continue to have your way. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. So help us to turn all of our problems, our situations over to you, because you can handle them better than we can. No matter how much we think we can, we thank you that you are an awesome God. You said you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we thank you for being a promise keeper. Now, Lord, we pray and lift up all those that have bereaved us tonight. I especially lift up the families of Deaconess Jackie Davenport, who made her heavenly transition 2 days ago. She just buried her husband, Deacon Terrence Davenport, a month ago. Now she has made her heavenly transition 2 days ago. So we lift up the Davenport family and the Rambis family that's all connected together. We ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them. I lift up my cousin on my through marriage, Natalie Hoag, and her entire family. She has laid her father to rest, a minister of the gospel. Her father was his homeborn service was held today in New Jersey. Not only those families, but all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason all over the land, comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, your strength, even as they grieve and as they go through the hour of bereavement. Let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. We, Heavenly Father, lift up our brother in Christ, Deacon, Lord Jesus, you know who I'm talking about. I just talked to him on day before yesterday, and you know who I'm talking about, Heavenly Father. But anyway, he's got to give it to have back surgery. We pray, Lord, that you would go before the doctors in his case in the name of Jesus. They would do what's right and lead them and guide them in their hands as they perform surgery on him, Heavenly Father, that you would get the glory, that he would have a testimony that you have healed him in the name of Jesus. And also, oh, Father, we also lift up my guest on tonight, Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy's father, Brother Maurice. We lift him up to you now, Heavenly Father. You know what he's going through. And again, we thank you for being a promise keeper. So we ask that you will continue to touch and heal and strengthen his body, have your way in his life, that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. And we know that it would never lose its power. But we ask that you would have your way on tonight through each one of us. Help us to decrease on tonight as your word goes forth, that it will be received, that souls will be saved on tonight, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tonight that's going to come through your woman of God, Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy, that your word will not go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for to do over the airways on tonight, that you will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, appreciate people who look out for you even when you don't directly ask them to. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, and this is something we all need to consider. Appreciate people who look out for you even when you don't directly ask them to. I want you all to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook, that I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry or platform. Again, I do not own the copyright to any songs or music played over this worldwide platform. After this woman of God has delivered the word of God on tonight, We're going to have the phone lines open, so if there's anyone that's on the line that would like to give a word of encouragement or may have a question that you would like to ask or pertaining to tonight's message, you would have an opportunity to do so after she has concluded with the message. So those are the announcements that I have for now. So my guest on tonight is going to open up with a song before she brings forth the word of God. And I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along as she goes through God's word together on tonight with us. Her song title that she's going to be playing for us right now is Because I Have Faith. Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shot, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to pray a little bit of this song and we'll move right into the message.
So when you don't mind letting the world know something about it. Oh, yeah, I'll tell somebody. So this is what I want you to do.
What's that,
sir? While we can now praise God, I want you to let them know that if it's a believing, if you believe, you can achieve it.
It's
Jesus. Check it out.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I can do the kind of
Anybody got faith tonight?
Yes,
anybody got faith tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes.
We give God praise on tonight. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Let us exalt his name together. Let us magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. We got to have faith. And because we have faith, we can move mountains. Because we have faith. The size of a mustard seed, the word of God says. Not faith the size of a mountain, but faith the size of a tiny mustard seed. We can do the impossible. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in and joining us tonight. I give glory and praise and honor for Brother James Brown and this worldwide awesome ministry. God bless you. We thank God once again for this opportunity to share, to join in with you all, to lift up the name of Jesus. I give God praise for his spirit, for his ministry, and for the work that he is doing in the body of Christ. And I give God praise and honor for each one of you. Again, it's an honor to be with you all on tonight. Tonight, we're going to look at a passage of scripture. We're all very familiar with this passage of scripture. It's found in the book of Mark 5:25, and we're going to look at the verse 25, and then we're going to look at 34, but we are going to paraphrase, and then we're going to just go through this account. Hallelujah. So when you have found it, get Hebrews 11:1.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mark, the fifth chapter, the 25th verse. It says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. Verse 34, we're going to skip down. And he, Jesus, said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of your infirmity. Hebrews 11, Hebrews 11:1 says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you on tonight. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for your precepts. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning and your grace and mercy was renewed unto us when we opened our eyes. God, we thank you for grace and mercy on tonight. Thank you for watching over us throughout this day that you have brought us here at this appointed place and this appointed time to give your name great praise, to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for the things that we have said and done that did not glorify you or please you. God, we ask now that you would have mercy on our souls. And God, we forgive those who have trespassed against us. We forgive those who have offended us and wronged us, oh God. And we ask now, Lord God, that we operate in and out of a spirit of forgiveness because your word says, if we cannot forgive our brothers and our sisters, you will not be able to forgive us. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for the truth in your word. We thank you for the spirit of truth. And we ask now, Holy Spirit, that you will go before us, that you will come and endow us, anoint us afresh and from on high, that your people will hear a word, oh God, that will help them in this present hour and time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now faith is our subject for tonight. Now, faith. This account in Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Now, there was a woman who had an issue of blood. Some translations say different things, but it says that she had an issue of blood for 12 long years. And when you read the account in Mark, you can find the same account of this story in Matthew and Luke. But Mark chapter 5 says, now, and we want to focus on that word now because it says now faith. If you go up to verse 21, it says, now when Jesus had crossed over to the other side. This book is so full of miracles that Jesus performed in this one chapter. So it says that the woman had an issue of blood, that she had suffered for 12 long years. Verse 26, and she suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may close, I shall be made well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she had been healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power, some translation says that virtue had gone out of him, turned in the crowd and said, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. This is a very powerful passage because it's established by three witnesses. This passage relates the account of a desperate woman whose healing was the result of great and persistent faith. Her illness made her ceremonially unclean and disqualified her for mixing with crowds of people. Yet she was certain that if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Now faith. Jesus did not rebuke her, but delayed the mission that he was on to go to the home of Jairus. Jesus took time to minister to the one with positive faith. That such persistence is rewarded. It does not suggest that healing or any other work of God is earned by human effort, but it rather illustrates the need to be bold in what we believe. How many have faith tonight?
Yes,
to not be deterred by circumstances, and I'm going to say that again, in our faith we cannot be deterred by circumstances, nor can we be discouraged by others. This woman did not allow anything to hinder her faith. She did not allow the fact that she knew she was ceremonially unclean, that she was sick, that she had nothing. She did not allow her circumstance or her situation to stop her from touching Jesus. All things are possible to him or her who believes. Mark 9:23. And they all are by God's grace. Now faith. These two miracles demonstrate the power of Jesus over disease and death. And when we say these two miracles, Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. The ruler had went to Jesus and said, will you come and heal my daughter? Will you come and lay hands on my daughter? And Jesus agreed, but on his way, this woman's faith moved Jesus.
Oh, yes.
So these two miracles demonstrate the power of Jesus over disease and death. And his response is simply to their faith. Jesus desires to perfect the woman's faith and to lead her to a public confession of faith. He rewards her testimony with the assurance that she can go in peace. Faith in God brings peace of mind and heart because we know that we belong to him, and we know that one day all pain and suffering will end. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This verse is not a definition of faith, but it is a description of what faith does. Substance means the essence or reality of something. Faith treats things hoped for as reality. Evidence means proof or conviction. Faith proves that what is unseen is real, such as the believer's reward when Jesus returns. Mark 11:22-24 says, having faith in God can accomplish the impossible. That's what the song just told us. I can do the impossible because I've got faith. Jesus just wants us to simply believe. Mark 5:34 says, when Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole, go in peace and be healed from your affliction, from your issue, from that which is troubling you. The woman's faith, which included not only her confidence in Christ's restorative power, but her healing. She had been sick for 12 long years. And I want to share with you, this message is to encourage women tonight because this is International Women's Month. We know we observe the 8th of this month for Women's Day, but this is Women's Month. And I want every woman on this line and that can hear me to stretch out in your faith. And the men as well, but I want to especially speak to the women on tonight, because as women, we have to endure and wear so many different hats. We get overwhelmed. We get emotional. We are bombarded with so many storms that life throw at us and throw our way. Be encouraged tonight, because God wants you to be made whole tonight, woman. The woman's faith, which included not only her confidence in Christ's restorative power, but her healing. America's Webster's Family Dictionary defines her situation as an issue. The Bible calls it an issue, but it's described by Webster's American Family Dictionary as a proceeding, an affair, an account. It's a going, a coming, a passing, or a flowing out, a place or a means of egress, an outlet or an exit, something that comes out as an outflowing stream. The Hebrew word for issue is problem. So God wants you to know tonight that now is the time for you to exercise your faith. Now is the time for your healing. Now is the time for your deliverance, and now is the time for your breakthrough. Now is the time for you to be made whole. Now faith. God wants to make you whole today. But first, you have to acknowledge that there is a problem, that there is an issue. This woman was fully aware of what was going on internally in her body, in her spirit. She knew. She was tired. She was in distress. And she cried out to the Lord. And she reached out to him. She pressed her way through the crowd. She stretched her faith to say, if I could just touch the hem of Jesus's garment, I will be made whole. After she had tried everything, nothing could restore her health and her healing and make her whole but a touch from the Master.
Mm.
Hallelujah. We told you what issue is, so we want to focus our attention now to the word now. Now means at this present time or moment, now faith, without further delay, immediately. Now can also be used as an acronym, now, N-O-W, now, never omit the word of God. Why?
Because now.
You say, prophetess, yeah. God. I'm glad that you asked questions. Let's look at John 1 and 2. First, John 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. John was using Word to refer to Jesus. You must believe that Jesus is God.
Yes,
you cannot have the blessing without the obedience, without obedience to God's word. Sin breaks our relationship with God because it is rebellion against God and his word. A holy God cannot live with unholy people. But when we accept Jesus as our Savior and ask him to forgive us of our sins, this simple act of faith makes us righteous in God's sight. Faith is inviting God's Holy Spirit to live within us. It is not just an act of the mind, but it taps us into the very resources of God so that we have the power to live in an entirely new way. If God himself is living within us, our lives should be dramatically changed. Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that word comes is used repeatedly in Hebrews to refer to the privilege of drawing near to God. Faith is mandatory for those who approach him. God rewards not only those who seek him, but those who do his will and good works in Holy Spirit's power. Because Christ shed his blood to prepare the way for us to enter the most holy place. This way is ever fresh and now, immediate, because of the eternal efficiency of Jesus' blood. At the same time, this is the living way, for this way leads to our source of spiritual life, namely God himself. Therefore, this way prepared Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. It leads to eternal life, but we must first believe. Faith tells us that it is already done. Without it, now faith it's impossible to please him. I will hold you up, God says, but as long as you lean on some other thing, you won't lean on me. They become substitutes for me so that you aren't being upheld by my hand. When you lean on another person or thing, your focus is sideways. So God wants us to keep our eyes stayed on him. God wants us to not allow human crutches to paralyze our walk of faith. God wants us to seek him first, and he wants us to focus and depend on him and him alone, him solely. He wants us to depend. Many people in the Bible whom we consider to be pillars of faith had moments of doubt. The key is to never give up on your faith and to stand boldly on what you believe and to always ask. Over time, our lives have been moving closer to or further away from God. Even during moments of doubt, we must invest the effort and discipline to allow our faith to grow. This woman believed that if she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be made whole. She had faith because she had heard about Jesus. She had heard about the miracles that he had performed. And she knew that if I could just get to Jesus, if I could just get to where Jesus is, how many are stretching out in your faith tonight to say, God, I know that I got trouble on this side. I know that I got this issue over here. I know that this circumstance is going on back here. I know what lies ahead of me, but I have faith, and I'm trusting you through the process. God, if I could just touch, if I could just touch Jesus, if I could just touch my Savior, I know that everything is going to be all right. Jesus is waiting on you to touch him tonight, sister and brother. Jesus is waiting for you to stretch out in your faith, reach out and touch him in your faith tonight. He wants to feel the power that of your faith to say, what I'm going through is over because I've touched Jesus. What I'm going through is over because I didn't run to this person and that person. I didn't turn to alcohol or drugs. I didn't turn to the world, but I turned to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I turned to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. There are some translations that says he is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Good God Almighty. Now faith.
Yes.
Now faith.
Right now.
We don't go to God and tell him, oh, God, person is bothering me, God, and this is happening, and I got this. No, we tell that thing, my God is big. My God is strong. My God is all-powerful. My God is mighty. This too shall pass. This light affliction is just but for a little while. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I'm stretching out in my faith tonight. Romans 8 and 18 says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. I'm stretching out in my faith tonight that, God, I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it feels like. I'm stretching out in my faith. I'm standing up in my faith, and I'm putting one foot in front of the other, and I'm moving on. I'm pressing on. I'm going forward in what I believe because, God, I know you got my back. God, I know you got my healing. God, I know you got my breakthrough. God, I know you got my deliverance. So, God, I'm going to trust you. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what I can't see. My faith tells me that you got me. My faith tells me to trust you. My faith tells me that everything is going to be all
right.
Come on and give God praise on this last one.
Yes, Lord, everything.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
my
you.
Faith tells me everything
is going to be all right. God, I trust you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord, I trust you. Even when I can't trace you, God, I trust you. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, God. God, I'm going to trust you. Hallelujah. I've got blind faith tonight. Hallelujah. Even if I can't see a thing, God, I'm still going to trust you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Now, faith. Oh, rababa shekorabasi. Oh, ramama shekorababa shokorabasi. Tell that negative report. Tell that negative doctor's report, I'm healed. Look at that thing.
Yes.
Whatever your diagnosis, prognosis, whatever it is, you look at that thing and say, I'm healed. The blood of Jesus has healed me, has made me whole. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Look at that bank account and prophesy to that bank account. Money coming. Look at that bank account. Get your checkbook out. Get your statement out. Lay hands on that thing. Prophesy to that thing. Anoint that thing. God, I thank you for provision. God, I thank you because your word says that you would have me prosper even as my soul prospers. God, I thank you for wealth and riches that they're in my house, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that I have houses and land that I didn't even have to labor for. But I thank you for the favor, hallelujah. Good God Almighty, that child that's in trouble. Some of you are facing cases, convictions, and you're facing charges and persecution. But guess what? Hallelujah. Tell that trouble, move. Storm,
yes,
go
Lord.
Away. I command you to move today. God, I ask for favor in this circumstance and situation. When I go before the judge, God, hallelujah, I thank you for the sentence that says not guilty. Thank you for the verdict,
yes,
that says not guilty. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Some of you got bills and deadlines and things that you need to meet, but thank God in advance. Praise him in advance.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
I hear the words and the spirit of the Lord saying God's going to pay off some houses this year. He's going to pay off debt. Some car payments are going to be paid off in
Oh,
in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But be smart about it. Don't turn right back around and go get back in debt. Be smart about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ask God for wisdom concerning your finances. Ask God for wisdom concerning anything that you're dealing with. Seek the Lord while he may yet be found. God, I release the healing anointing to flow through this line on tonight, God.
Yes.
Oh, rababa, shekorabba, shrink the tumor, God. Shrink the tumor, Lord God. Clear up the kidney disease, oh God. Lord, heal the liver in the name of Jesus. God, touch the pancreas in the name of Jesus. God, heal every manner of cancer tonight. Mental illness, mental disease. God, I come against Alzheimer's and dementia in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, I come against multiple personality disorder. I come against everything that's not of you, oh God. I come against homosexuality. I come against pervertedness. I come against adultery and fornication in the name of Jesus. I bind up every lying tongue in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of witchcraft on this line tonight.
Yes, Lord.
God, we break every curse tonight. God, we cancel out every curse that's been spoken over us in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
even
Lord.
From our youth, Lord God, even up until now, we cancel every word curse, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it right now, God.
Purify blood tonight. Robo shake. And I hear the Lord saying that he's shaking some things loose. He's shaking some things away from you. He's shaking some things. I hear some chains falling in the name of you. Receive your deliverance and receive your breakthrough on tonight. God is restoring order to the family tonight. God is restoring order. He's restoring order. He's restoring order in the mighty name of Jesus. I hear travel. I hear travel. There are some people who are getting ready to travel on this line. You're going on a mission for God, and God is saying, even now, seek him. Rebbe, for the provision, seek him. Seek him for instruction. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. God is having mercy on you, woman. He's having mercy on you, son. God is having mercy right now in the name of Jesus. I hear him saying he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. Somebody think that they can't be forgiven on this line tonight. But God wants you to know that there is nothing that he will not forgive you for. God only wants you to ask for forgiveness. Confess your sin. And you will be made whole.
Yes, Lord.
There is forgiveness for you. Hallelujah. I don't care what somebody has said about you. There is forgiveness. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
Robo Shakaria Labaste Koramaste Korobu Shake Rababa Hayereo Shananamaste Korabasi. Yokes are being destroyed now. Yokes are being broken and destroyed right now. Hallelujah.
Right now.
Oh, glory to God.
Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, God, we make your name great on tonight, God. We exalt you, Lord God. There is none like you, oh, God. There is none like you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so
it is. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, what a mighty word. What a word on tonight. What a powerful, awesome right now word. That was a rhema word. That was a right now word for somebody, even me, on tonight. I needed that word. Thank you for confirmation through the Holy Spirit, through his word. So right now, I'm ready to go, and I'm opening up these phone lines right now. I want anyone that has been blessed by this word through this awesome woman of God on tonight. If you know you've been blessed by this word, if you have any questions for this awesome woman of God, or if you want to give her words of encouragement, the phone lines are open for everyone that's on the line. I know you may be listening by way of social media outlets. You cannot respond, but anyone that's on the line now, the lines are open. If you have any questions for the prophetess on tonight for this word that she just gave us?
I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina, and I thank you for that word tonight.
Praise the Lord. Prophetess, did you hear that? Prophetess, sorry. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that comment?
No, I did not. I'm so sorry.
Could you repeat your comment from Greensboro, North Carolina? Can you repeat that again?
Yes, I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. And that was a nice word tonight. I needed that.
Amen.
You did an awesome job.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Anyone else? While the lines are open. This word was for everyone that's on the line on tonight. Everyone that heard this word was for you. It was for me. Anyone else?
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
I'm online from West Virginia. I'm good friends with Prophetess Terry. And I always think this, even if it's just a smile, but the words that come out her mouth, it blesses all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you for dialing in. And we thank you for giving Prophetess a word of encouragement on tonight, because she truly delivered that word on tonight. Again, God's word is never going to go out void. It's always going to accomplish everything that God sets out for it to do. Because guess what? He knew before now who was going to be on the line, and he knew who was going to be listening by social media. He knows everything that we all stand in need of. So, again, this word was for me. It was for everyone that's dialed in on tonight. It was for everyone that's listening in by social media outlets all over the world. Even for those of you that are incarcerated behind prison bars right now, men and women, this word was for you as well. So, while the lines are open, is there anyone else that would like to have questions or give words of encouragement to the woman of God on tonight? Well, I want to thank Sister, I think it was Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina, my cousin, Mary Ann King, and then also the young woman from Virginia that gave the prophetess words of encouragement on tonight. I want to say thank you all for giving her words of encouragement, because we all can use words of encouragement, no matter what your position in the Lord is. The word of God said we are to encourage one another with his word. So we thank God for this word, this powerful word that has gone forth on tonight, and that we know that it's not going out void, and it was not in vain. Someone besides myself was truly blessed by this awesome word. Prophetess, Shai, before I release you, would you like to give any shout-outs at this time, or how you can be reached or contacted if anyone wants to get in contact with you?
Yes, you can reach me at sherrywalker88@gmail.com. Also, I want to ask everyone, I do have a podcast, the Spirit of Truth, the podcast that airs every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would like for you all to join me on my podcast on the PGN TV Network. That's PGN TV Network. I would love for everyone to join me there. I have also been nominated for Talk Show Host of the Year, and I would love for everyone to please vote for me. If you could just take time, you can vote 3 times a day up until April the 13th. So I'm asking everyone, would you just please vote for Spirit of Truth, the podcast, Dr. Sherry Walker-Shy, if you all would just please take the time out before or up until April the 13th to go and vote. And that is praise. I'm gonna give you the place to go and vote because I was so ecstatic to hear my name be called for the nomination. So I said, well, God, you know, if you saw fit for me to be nominated, you can also see fit for me to win. So I am soliciting.
Amen. Praise the Lord. When the word of God says you have not because you ask not.
Amen. Amen. And that, let me just share that website with you. It's, you can go vote at Praise, and that's P-R-A-Y. ZE Factor Awards, praisefactorawards.com, and just vote for it'll you know, just show you the links, and just click on vote and vote for Spirit of Truth, the podcast, Dr. Sherry Walker-Shy. God bless you all, and I pray God for you.
Give me that again. That's praise what?
Praise Factor Awards, P-R-A-Y-Z-E.
Okay.
Praise Factor Awards with an S. Awards with an S.
Awards. Okay. I got you. Praise Factor Awards. Okay, I got it. Okay.
And I will share it with you also on your page so that people can see that, Brother Brown.
And I will definitely share it
Yes, and again, it's PGN-TV network, the Praise Gospel Fest network, that you can go and subscribe and follow the podcast. We have some awesome guests on there, so we encourage you. And I just want to say really quickly, before we close the line out, I'm so thankful for my long-time friend, Suzanne, who is in West Virginia. And I just give God honor and praise for this woman of God who has suffered and endured so many trials. But she comes through with her faith and her smile beaming. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what she's going through. She's always encouraging and always has such a beautiful smile on her face. And I love her so dearly.
Amen.
And thank you, Suzanne, for tuning
Amen.
In tonight.
Well, praise the Lord. And that's why the Lord keeps on blessing her. That's why he keeps blessing her, because she's been a blessing to others. And so we just thank God for her spirit. And I thank you for sharing that with us regarding your sister in Christ. So we are sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Even though we might not know each other, we are sisters and brothers in Christ.
Amen.
Jesus. Those of us that are
Amen.
Believers in Jesus Christ and the followers of Jesus Christ. So that's why we are to always encourage one another with God's word, not with our opinions and not with our feelings, but with God's word. So that's why we
Amen.
Are so grateful that we are able to open up the phone lines so that the listeners that do dial in and want to have words of encouragement or want to have questions pertaining to the message, they will have an opportunity to do so. So for your sister in Christ in Virginia, and also my cousin Mary Ann from Greensboro, North Carolina, once again, thank you all for responding. So we're getting ready to close out for tonight. And Dr. Sherry Walker-Shy, again, you know that you're always scheduled for every I want to the listener to know that this awesome woman of God that you all just heard on tonight, she's scheduled for every fourth Thursday night to deliver a word from God over this worldwide platform. And for this, we are grateful for what God is doing in her life. And you continue to be faithful to God, Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shy. And you know what? You haven't seen nothing yet. The best of you is still yet to come.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
So we're going to close out for tonight. Well, I'm asking all of you all, if you will continue to lift up the president of Ukraine, continue to lift up those people in Ukraine that have lost loved ones. They are going through so much right now. But we thank God that we serve an awesome God, no matter what it looks like, because he did tell us and warn us in his word that we would see wars and rumors of wars. And we are praying that God would touch the heart of President Putin, that this war would come to an end, that he would come to his senses. First and foremost, that he would be saved in Jesus' name. And then he will end this unprovoked war, because this war is unprovoked, is unnecessary, is uncalled for, is out of fight, is out of greed and jealousy. That's what it's all about. The word of God says spiritual wickedness in high places. So that's what we're seeing and witnessing today. So we want to continue to lift up our sisters and brothers over Ukraine, the president of Ukraine. And also the word of God tells us to remember to pray for the purity of Jerusalem and Israel. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again thanking you for who you are. We thank you for your word that has gone forth on tonight through your woman of God, Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shy. We know that it's not going out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do. We thank you that everyone has heard this word, that it has been received on tonight. We pray, Lord, that should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name, that this word have put their hearts after hearing your word, they will open their own mouth to confess their sins and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And if there's any that have gone astray and out of fellowship with you and out of relationship with you, after hearing this word, they will cry out to you and ask to be forgiven of their sins, and they will be restored back to you in good standing and good relationship with you, so that they can be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth, that only they can fulfill, that you will get the glory. So now, Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight, that it has gone forth, and that every saved believer in the name of Jesus has been blessed, strengthened, and edified through your word on tonight, through your woman of God. Continue to bless the works of her hands, Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen her father,
You know what he's going through, and we know that he's in your care. So we thank you for what you're doing in his life. Continue to give her the strength to be the daughter to him that you have called for her to be, the woman of God in his life that you have called for her to be, that you will continue to be glorified through her in the name of Jesus. So bless your people all over the land. We continue to lift up our sisters and brothers over in Jerusalem and Israel, that your will be done, that you will get the glory. So continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide platform and ministry. Bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, don't forget, listeners, if you want to tune in this coming Saturday night, Pastor Norman King from the Victor's Outreach Ministries, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, from Greensboro, North Carolina, we'll be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by this awesome man of God as well on this coming Saturday night. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
You came to change my life. You thought I